So Manuel had some real cause to distrust Louis and these crusaders. The war with the Normans waged on for a number of years. The alliance with Conrad III proved disappointing. Ultimately, Conrad and Manuel were really rivals for Italy rather than allies. Conrad's nephew, who had similar reasons to unite with Manuel in Italy against the Normans, was even more dangerous because that nephew, Frederick Barbarossa, proved such an able general. And his idea was the conquest of northern and central Italy, the subjugation of the papacy, and as a result of those actions, Frederick probably would have just kept going south. Even so, Emmanuel managed to occupy briefly Brundisi in 1155. He landed his army or an army in Italy, exploiting the confusion after the death of Roger II. But the new king, William, rallied the Norman forces and pushed the Byzantines out of Italy. By the time the war was over and a treaty was concluded in 1158, the war had cost Manuel enormously. We have reports on the expenditure for just the naval expeditions alone. It's something on the order close to 2.1 million gold hyperperia. That is the basic gold coin of the imperial realm. Those are war costs that come through from a Byzantine literary source. What they exactly mean, we don't know. But by 1160, the imperial budget was seriously compromised, and the animosity between Constantinople and the Norman kingdom would be the continuous theme for the 12th century. It would climax in yet another Norman invasion shortly after Manuel's death, when there was a succession crisis and confusion, and the Norman army would even sack the city of Thessalonica, second city of the empire, and it again come close to taking Constantinople. This was part of the poisoned legacy of the Second Crusade, that Manuel inherited this naval war with the Normans. And that naval war, in the end, cost Manuel dearly for several reasons. It compromised arrangements with the Latin kings of Jerusalem. There was always this tension existing with King Baldwin III and Amalaric I, the kings of Jerusalem, despite their marriage alliances. The kings of Jerusalem looked to the Normans as possible naval allies. They were linked by marriage, ties of hospitality. So this constant fighting between Byzantines and Normans did not help Manuel's position in Jerusalem that much. And it certainly didn't help his position in Antioch that much. The main consequence, though, is it focused attention away from where Manuel should have been concentrating. And that is the plateau of Asia Minor. And that gets us to the third point of this lecture. And the third point brings us very closely back to the consequences of the Second Crusade. When Manuel came to the throne, he rightly concluded that the conquest of the peninsula of Anatolia was a top priority. After all, that's why his granddad had summoned the Crusaders in the first place. And the Comnenian emperors had made great strides in recovering these regions. By the time of the Second Crusade, most of the northern shores, or at least the key ports along the northern shores, the Black Sea shores of Turkey, and the southern shores, were under imperial control. Also, that western third, the Ionian cities and their and the valleys that acted as the hinterland, were under imperial control likewise. But as I noted, that is an imperial control that has to be defined for a variety of ways. It was a long frontier. It was vulnerable at many points, and this frontier was nothing like the kind of continuous fortifications and border patrols that many moderns would associate with a frontier. It also changed seasonally. It depended on whether the Turkmen, that is, the Turkish-speaking tribes who had come out of Central Asia and settled in Anatolia, were in their summer grasslands or in their winter grassland. In summertime, they often went up to the high grounds. And so that brought them closer to the imperial frontier and even crossing areas that were supposed to be under imperial control because there happened to be Greek cities in the area. In the wintertime, they would retreat onto the higher Anatolian plateau on the Ova, where they could find adequate fodder there. And so in many ways, Manuel faced the problem of regulating the seasonal movement of numerous Turkish nomadic tribes who had established themselves over the last two generations quite effectively, very quickly learning how to exploit the land. Furthermore, these Turkoman tribes were not all disruptive to the Greek sedentary population. The Christian agriculturalists learned to come into terms with them. They made arrangements where they sold them various produce in return for the meats, the dairy products, and the like, which were the products of the Turkoman tribes.